You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fine. With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Big 2 o'clock hour. Thanks for joining us here on Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh right here on the grid. JP. Come on now. You came up with a gem last night. Like one where even I had trouble finding that on the sports book. But once you found it, was like, this makes a lot of sense. What do we got today? Are we going crazy off the board? Are we going simplistic? What do we have today for that prop?
I don't know if you guys are going to like it, but I'm going to go with an Andrew Wiggins under at 16.5 minus 105.
Wow. Love the boost, though, darling.
K-Dub loves that.
He loves
He likes the boost. He loves the boost, but likes the under. Yes. Like gets the 15 and that shuts it down. Makes some sense.
100%. All right, JP, talk to me more, though, about the boost. You obviously had a lot of reasoning yesterday. I'm not saying that you don't ever have reasoning, but sometimes I feel like you're in with the pick, you're out. Talk to me more about why Wiggins under.
Sure. So, I mean, they've been booking him at 14.5, 15.5 all playoffs, and he's been right around that line a lot. But coming off of his game the other day, they moved it up to 16.5. So when I see an instant move it off of one game, you're giving me like 1.5, 2 points on that. I'm going to take that, and I'll take his under, especially when I think Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Jordan Poole all have extended workloads tonight. I want none of Wiggins. I want the under.
Yeah, it makes sense. If I'm not, isn't it a weird thing, JP? He's like around the number like every game, though. Like you're very prepared to hit this note, like as much as we're kidding around with him scoring anywhere between like him scoring between 14 and 16 seems like a lock. Like you just need him to be under.
Yeah. I think that's normally what that's his average night. He goes out there, he's the most consistent 14 to 16, but he doesn't. I don't think he goes over that. I'm not worried about him going out there and scoring 20 most nights.
Right. Like he doesn't really seem to ramp it up. You know what's interesting there, and I love the pick from JP, Donnie, is do you feel like the Jordan Poole stuff has quieted down as much as I do?
Yes.
Like. Man,
like it looks like you found the next great superstar in the NBA. How are you going to pay him, fit him in, and keep him under the salary cap? And granted, a guy coming off the bench, a younger player that's giving you 14, 10, 23, 19, 12, you'll take that. But for a while, it was like, now hold it. Like the comment that was made, and we think it was joking, but Jordan Poole, to me, probably thought it was serious. Steph's coming back. He's going to be in the starting lineup. What do you think about that? Well, I think I should be starting, you know?
Correct. Like, here's part of the reason I've now found myself kind of annoyed by the situation a little bit is there's a lot of people online who have been, like, victory lapping him. I can't believe anybody thought Tyler Hero was better than Jordan Poole.
Oh.
And it's like, well, hold on a minute. What do you like about Jordan Poole? Wow, this guy gives you 20 off the bench. Oh, you mean what Tyler Hero did for an entire season and wrapped up Sixth Man of the Year, like, 10 days into a regular season? Like, I understand Tyler Hero has been subpar in the postseason. I got you. I think it's fair to say that Tyler Hero has been injured this postseason. And moreover, it's not as if Tyler Hero doesn't have good postseason moments under the belt. Like, Tyler Hero's got a better postseason performance than I think Jordan Poole could ever dream of under his resume there. So I just think it's, again, it's a little bit of confirmation bias for people out there, and I've been annoyed by it. Look, Jordan Poole's fine, man, but I tell you this, Golden State maxes that guy. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, and also, if there's anybody capped a game in this postseason, like me, that said, boy, I don't trust the Miami Heat unless they have Tyler Hero. He never going to say, like, Poole twist his ankle? Never going to come up on my cap like that's a big deal that Jordan Poole is not going to play tonight. No, it would be a big deal if Draymond Green got hurt.
You'd be excited.
Or this one
almost,
of the Splash
right?
Brothers.
Like oh, this extra time for Clay. Stephen Clay props, just absolutely nuking these things. Yeah,
exactly.
I think there'd almost be a little bit of. Whereas Miami's offense has been stuck in the mud for two games somehow with Tyler Hero's absence there, kind of losing their other creator to pair alongside Jimmy.
Exactly. Let me take a look here because I'm looking at this Mavericks Golden State Warriors game. And I want to see, it looks like they have first quarter points, but correct me if I'm wrong, they usually don't have first half points, I guess, for the players. Like, why wouldn't that be?
I don't know.
Too tough?
But see, this is the thing that I've come to realize, Donnie. They can cap anything. I think they've made that abundantly clear. Wouldn't you say? Like, they got odds on method of first basket. Like, they can figure out how many points a guy should have in the first half, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, it makes some sense there. But let me see here. Like, what else type of market do we have in this game? Let's see here. Popular parlays. Yeah, like something that would just, like, grab my attention. Like, record a triple-double, Luka 390. I don't know if he can get there. Draymond 22-1.
You know what's interesting? I'll tell you this. We'll talk about this a little bit here, Donnie.
Yeah.
Like, how many triple-doubles have we seen this postseason? Like, off the top of your head, right? Here's what I remember, okay?
I don't remember any.
I remember Giannis, game number one against Boston, had a triple-double.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? I believe Ja Morant went for, like, maybe one or two triple-doubles. Versus, like, Minnesota? I don't know if Luka has a single triple-double. I don't know if Jokic had a triple-double. I could be totally wrong here. Like, if you basically were like, we were trying to just use memory only. If you told me over-under four triple-doubles this postseason, I would tell you under.
Yeah, probably means the same.
See if
what
I
if Jokic? Jokic had to get one triple-double, right?
I'm going
to go off
it.
At least in one game that he had. We could certainly do some research. And how about to record a double-double tonight? Luka Doncic, obviously a heavy favorite at minus 240. Quite frankly, I wouldn't even pay for that because I would just say, okay, let me just pick a spot for him to go off. Steph Curry plus 250, which is very interesting because there's a good part of me or good chance that says Steph can go for 30 and 11 because he's been getting his assists. He really has. Draymond at a plus 310. Kevon Looney at a 360. Andrew Wiggins plus 550. And then Dorian Finney-Smith at 11-1. Stick with us, guys. And guys, holding on the phone lines, we're going to get to you guys next. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
O'clock hour phone lines here on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin. Let's not waste any time. If you want to join the show, 844-843-6879. And we're going to go to Carl in New Jersey on a Thursday. See if we can get some of those W's on the board and see what's popping out there in the Garden State. What's good, Carl?
What's up, Carl?
What's good, fellas? How are you today? How's everything?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. What's on your mind? What do you got?
I got one play for today so far. I grabbed the Blue Jays as a dog tonight on DK at plus 140. They're facing Otani tonight. Maybe the West Coast trip brightens those bats up a little bit. They've been a little sluggish, but we're going to play the Blue Jays tonight on the money line, plus 140.
There you go. Interesting.
What do you guys think?
MVP favorite. I'll tell you that right now. I've been saying it, Carl. This guy should not be favored with MVP. I need a lot more out of my MVP than just be active on both sides. I like it, Carr.
Good call. Let's talk Mavs Warriors tonight. I like the over as well, guys. I think they get at it tonight. I think you'll see a lot of offense tonight. I think we'll see some points in tonight. Last night was a drag, but I did have the under.
Now, you like the under, Carl, right? You like the under last night, correct?
Dude, I've been killing the unders in the NBA playoffs. It's probably my most profitable play has been the unders in the NBA. I mean, baseball is challenging. NBA playoffs have been pretty good this year.
No, it has been. By the way, if yesterday was, you know, 204s, 203s rising a little bit, I see that number for tomorrow. I'm looking just at FanDuel right now. At least, hey, look at that. It's up to 201, which was 200 and a half this morning. How you feeling about tomorrow night's game with the Heat Celtics first look there at a 201? Any underlooks there?
I would probably play the under tomorrow night, too. Those guys are just walking the ball up the court. You're not going to get a lot of offense in those game, in that game. It's just not going to happen. Oh, they're gonna drag it up and down the court again and shoot a lot of bricks off the three-point line.
Sounds like a listen-up segment for me, K-Dub, tomorrow again to try to bang on that Miami Heat.
Here's what I think I would do, and I don't know what you think about this, Carl. I don't know what you think about this, Donnie. I think I might bet both team totals over. My worst-case scenario is I lose a couple bucks on juice. There's no way that both of those teams are under 100.
What's the Heat, 84.5 tomorrow?
96.5. 96.5, I think Boston's at a buck 02.5.
97-87 final world.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. What did you just say?
No.
Nope. 97-87? And then ran out, man. What a move by Carl.
I like it. By the way, if you're taking those team totals tomorrow, you got to feel more comfortable with Boston, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
You would have to.
Yes, because of the last two games, yes. But also, Donnie, Miami's is 96.5. Like,
yeah, I'm expecting just nonsense tomorrow. What I mean by that is Miami Heat 39 points in the first quarter, Celtics 17 again. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on.
Crystal ball.
Yeah.
Miami wins.
Yes.
Okay? Give me the final score.
Miami wins.
Give me your final score.
100-97.
See, and I hear you, and I know what I'm going to say is going to sound ridiculous to some, but the only way Miami to me is winning is by getting hot from three. Like, I think Miami's winning by scoring 115, which, yes, is about 20 points over their team. So, Donnie, they took four. Let me ask you this, Donnie. They take four. If I just tell you this, crystal ball again, Miami's going to shoot 45 threes in tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
Over, under, how many makes for the Miami Heat offense tomorrow? They're going to take another 45 threes.
15.
Oh, my gosh. And I mean, you know, what is that, 30% clean?
Yes. Like, I don't know. Like, what am I expecting from this Miami Heat organization? And also, are we going to get Tyler here going, I'll gut it out, and be horrible tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear
you. Jeez.
I hear you. And I know we got to get back to the phones. I'll just make this last point here, okay? Miami scored 80 on 7 of 45. 30% shooting from three is still bad. Donnie says they go 15 of 45. Hypothetical, I know. Donnie, that's an extra 24 points. That's 104 points. And that's still a horrendous shooting night there. If they shoot 45 threes, they should fly over their team total tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find out there. The Heat, an 8.5-point underdog. But let's get back to the phone lines here from the great state of West Virginia, Redtail. And I believe we're talking pucks, baby, baby.
We are talking pucks. I've got an exact score for you guys tonight.
Oh,
go back to the well.
All ears. All ears.
Carolina 3-1 tonight. Best line on the board is the money line. Three-way, no push. Get Carolina plus 110 at home. They're going to forecheck the Rangers to oblivion tonight.
I like it. Anytime the Rangers get punished, I'm with it, K-Dub.
I'm with it, man.
Tell me, Red Tail, you actually might have a better eye on this than me. Is Carolina so far in the postseason unbeaten at home and winless on the road? Do I have that right on the Carolina Hurricanes so far?
I believe that is the case. They will be going crazy down there tonight. They'll be going crazy tonight.
No doubt.
You got New York money. I love Carolina tonight. And KW, don't give up on the Heat. I'm telling you, man.
He's down. He's a little down today. He's down today.
Don't give up on the Heat.
Hold on, Donnie, sit this out. Yeah. I found a brother in arms here. Redtail, tell me this. Where's your confidence level on Jimmy Butler now? I'm worried he's too injured.
I tell you what, the guy's got more heart than anybody else in the NBA, is my opinion.
I agree. I agree.
And I tell you, I think Miami goes in there. I think the final's going to be like 98-92, somewhere in that range. Mm-hmm. Not like both teams under, like the game under.
Gotcha.
I'm telling you, man, the Heat, they got more heart than anybody in the NBA, I think. That's why I'm on their bandwagon. And, yeah, I hate Boston. I hate the Bruins. So it kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, that is true.
Because I have one more thought on these they slipped me. These bonus plays on FanDuel. The boost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they had that one the other night about, again, somebody loses by more than 15.
Yes.
Give me a boost on the under of that.
Yes. Nobody loses by more than 15. Now, see, that's something. That would have the wheels turning there. But thanks for the call, Red Tail. Appreciate it here. And also, talking about the Miami Heat game and the way they look. I mean, I was ready for a real annoying, like I didn't even have to show up for the first hour this morning. An annoying show if the Heat had won last night. I got to tell you, I was waiting for it.
So they were up at the break, and obviously at that point,
you're ready for the tweet. The tweets were ready on deck.
It wasn't even about the tweets as much like I tell you this right now. I'd have been on Ben's show this morning. I'd have jumped on the morning after. We wouldn't have hit a single one of the other 7 and 7. I mean, it would have been explosive. But, you know, the crazy thing is, like, isn't it so easy to forget? And I'm not saying that Miami's in the same boat because they're injured as can be and scenarios are always different. But, man, Boston was down, Donnie, 3-2 going to Milwaukee. And the Bucks, like, you know what, man? We can agree that they win the series if Chris Middleton was there. But you know what? They deserve a lot more grief than they got for losing that series. 3-2 going home. Lost two in a row, and embarrassed in Game 7. They deserve a lot more grief than they got.
Yes, and actually, if they would have won that Game 6, you would end up playing this Heat team, which is all banged up again, which is the M.O. for the Milwaukee Bucks. Play as many banged up opponents as you can to win. But I remember betting that game, sitting there on a Friday night going, okay, a lot of this is because I do think they're a good team, and I think they might be able to extend the series. But it's one of those where it's like, did I just take a game where Milwaukee's at home in a closeout where you know Giannis is going to go ballistic? And I saw the tweets early in the game. Ooh, this looks like one of those Giannis games where he gets 50, 20, and 10. I'm like, oh, what did I do to myself? But Celtics played well, and here they are with another chance to close out tomorrow. We'll be back right after this break talking a little, Major League Baseball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do it. Moneyline in the 2 o'clock hour. Time to talk a little Major League Baseball here. Some games that I do have circled that have some decent chances here. There's two of them. Now, before I get to the team total that I like today, I want to talk about a Major League Baseball game that deals with the St. Louis Cardinals. And these are fun games where you look at the numbers and you say to yourself, all right, makes sense in one direction, maybe not so much in the other directions. But if we're trying to be level-headed, maybe you can look into some of the outside numbers where these can make some sense. It's Adam Wainwright on the mound today for the Cardinals going up against the Milwaukee Brewers, who have Eric Lauer on the mound. Now, Lauer is a left-handed pitcher, and he's done extremely well this season. Low xFIP numbers, dominant weighted on-base percentage between lefties and righties. But here's what's going to happen today. St. Louis is the number one team in Major League Baseball with a weighted runs created plus of a 147 versus left-handed pitchers this year. And if you're looking at a weighted runs crib, before going to all like what that actually means, is just use the numbers themselves. 100 is a baseline for baseball. That means if you're below 100 with your weighted runs created plus, you're below average at hitting left-handed pitchers. Anything above, so you're 47% above the Major League Baseball average at hitting lefties, which is incredible. And that's what you line up with tonight. So if you take a look at St. Louis's hitters tonight, and we don't have the agreed upon lineup or the actual lineup that's out, but a look of what these numbers possibly might be: Edmund Goldschmidt, Arenado, Pujols, and Yepes all five of those guys way above the weighted on base average versus a left-handed pitcher. So it's one of those where you try to line up to yourself and say, what makes sense, what has to give here? Either Eric Lauer is going to dominate like he's been doing, or the best lineup in baseball with lefties is going to do some damage. And I actually went with the St. Louis Cardinals first five innings money line at a minus 120 price to go head up Wainwright versus Lauer. And I want to see if this lineup is for real in St. Louis and can do some damage like they've been doing all season long against lefties.
So still not enough, though, to get to that team total range on the Cardinals.
No, not in that game. You can't. Yeah, but Lauer's too good. Like, his numbers usually don't make any sense to say, I need a team total. But I just thought it was interesting to say, now let me line this up where this team bashes left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
Let me see if it matches up. So I thought it was a fun money line to take. And
yeah,
take the
sure.
bullpens out of it. Just go pitcher to pitcher, line up the lineup first five innings, see if it makes some sense. You're not paying a whole lot at a minus 120.
I like it. I'm interested in it. I got to say, though, I think we need to talk about the game that's going on right now.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not about a live betting opportunity. I'm dead serious. Are the baseballs back? What's the deal? Don, it scores 11-5. It's the bottom of the
yes,
fifth inning.
Yes, exactly.
The ball is – how many home runs have there been in this game, Don? Five? Six?
Has there been a ground ball? Like, has there been a ground ball? Every shot, even the ones that look like, oh, I don't know, like this one right here by Farmer, like, ah, it looks like, okay, these balls are traveling out here today. And let me just see what the weather conditions are, too.
Is it like at first pitch? An insane wriggly wind?
No, blowing in from right field at 12 miles an hour.
I'm not kidding. I think there's like seven home runs in this game.
Yeah.
It's almost runs on the board.
It's one of those things where I keep looking up and see a home run. I'm like, did that leave the park? Is that a foul? Is that a guy catching a foul ball? Or is that a replay from what we just saw like an inning ago? No, it's not. Like, they are rocking and rolling with the Cincinnati Reds as a favorite run line. 5.5 right now. You want to go money line? You want to win $2,300? You lay $100 down? Take the Cubs here in a wild affair where they have, what, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at bats to try to get back into this one. But I got a feeling the scoring isn't being shut down from here on out. And we might get – see, here's the thing, too, when you look at a live betting situation. Do we get a pitcher that comes in this game who's not an actual pitcher? That's where it's trending in this, right?
Yeah, it is. Man, look at that ball 400 feet to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on right now? Donnie, like, you have the numbers. I can't act like I know these jabronis. The guy, like Hunter Green, I know is bad, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, these guys from Chicago that are getting embarrassed here by the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Does this make sense? Like, because I'm sorry. I'm watching this game right now. I'm seeing juice balls are back.
Yeah.
Juice balls made their way to Cincinnati.
Yep. Let's just say here, weighted on base percentage in the starting lineup today. Three batters for the Reds had a 326 or higher. 326, 348, and 481, which actually the ninth hole hitter has the 481. Everybody else way below the average. They got 11 on the board, and we're only in the fifth inning.
But is this the worst pitchers of all time being talked out there?
No, like look at Steele. Like Steele was the starting pitcher in this game, a 4.13 xFIP. But this is the best part about it, too. Like, Hughes is in the game, another lefty.
Like
so pertains.
Pitcher.
Yeah, get this for Steele for the season. 313 weighted on base percentage to lefties. Above average, technically, for a pitcher. ISO power number, those 45 at-bats, Kevin, zero. That means nobody could hit him deep. Now, take a look at right-handed batters against he was a lefty. 266 weighted on base percentage, phenomenal. ISO power number, 090. Hammered him today.
Hammered him.
Yeah. So now you might be like, I just would like, if you had a statement from Major League Baseball that said, we understand what's been going on. We wanted to keep quiet. Over the last month, we made sure the baseballs are correct. They're where they were post 2020. And let's see what happens the rest of the way. Like the floodgates would open on those games where you say to yourself, I'm going to guess a little bit on this one. You know what you don't have to guess is? Boy, every fly ball dies at the wall. Every ball in this ballpark today, Great American Ballpark, looks like it's jumping off the bat.
Everything's at the wall.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. So for you, it's a little different because everything is kind of so pure numbers. And this is exciting for you because now numbers will finally match up here. I think I'm sure a lot of people like this are like, hey, can we jump the shark here? Can we jump the gun and beat everybody to the window and bet these, at, you know, before everybody else?
Yes.
Instead of waiting for when it's obvious that they've juiced the balls. Like, I don't know. The party might have started, Donnie. The party might have started.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it does today. And I'm hoping the party starts here because the one total
the
I like.
What's the total in this game? Sorry, but what's the line?
19 and a half. They got 16 runs, 19 and a half. Four runs. Yeah, they should get that. They really should
smash it based on what we're watching here.
Like, especially with the Reds. Yeah, especially with the Reds trying to steal bases, so staying aggressive with 11 runs on the board here. The one game I do have my eye on here, Patrick Corbin is on the mound for the Washington Nationals going up against the Colorado Rockies. High XFIP number for him. Lefties and righties banging him around. But also, you have a pretty good lineup today. All right-handed batters in the lineup, except for one. This is what we anticipate. We don't have the finalized starting lineup. I think the Rockies can do some damage there. Really do. And if we're looking at BetMGM, cheap number, too. 3.5. You do pay a little bit of juice at minus 135, but four runs on the road to go up against Patrick Corbin. I really think this has a chance to hammer. Now, if we have weighted on base averages, six-plus batters, it does make a little bit of sense. Not a lot of good ISO power numbers, though. Only two guys that really rate as guys that can get after it. CJ Cron, obviously having a decent year, and Rodgers in the five-hole. But this one I do have my eye on, and also maybe the possibility of a total over in this game that we talked about on the early line. Herman Marquez on the mound, and he's been disastrous with both lefties and righties. But here's the thing. If you remember, Kevin, what I talked about today, and I'm going to try to bring this up quickly here. XFIP minus number. And what we mean by that is takes your XFIP and rates it on a league-over-league average and also takes into effect where you play your baseball at. So the reason why we bring these up is sometimes we talk about pitchers in Miami, not as good on the road as they are at home. Why? Big ballpark, Seattle, Oakland, and of course, pitchers and hitters, home and away splits for the Colorado Rockies. Now, Herman Marquez has terrible numbers, basically, on the outside. 6.14 ERA. XFIP number is not really that bad, but he's given up a lot of runs here. His XFIP minus number with having a bad season, a 92. That means he's above average in Major League Baseball. Why? Because you take effect of some of those home runs, some of those hits, some of those losses, some of those runs have taken place in Colorado, which is quite unfair to a guy that might spend all his time pitching in Seattle. So it's not a bad look there. If I'm looking at the pitchers today across the board, do you know who might be the worst pitcher on the mound today? Oh, if you take a look at any of these pitchers out here?
I mean, I know Vladimir Gutierrez isn't out there since it's Hunter Green, so I'm not. There isn't an obvious answer for me. Who is it?
Coming from the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox, an XFIP minus number of 137, an ERA of 660, an XFIP of well over 5, one Dallas Keuchel.
Wow.
So he's the worst on the board today. Huh. And it looks like...
You know what's funny about that, though? And sorry, but is XFIP and it factors in ballparks, and this isn't even to bring this up, right? But he gave up that Little League Grand Slam to DJ LeMahieu at Yankee Stadium, and basically they can't even be like, listen, man, that ain't saving you, bro. You are terrible regardless. Like, it was only a matter of time before you got smashed by that Yankee lineup. Don't come up with any excuses to us.
Yeah, he doesn't get any excuses because they do have ERA minus. FIP minus and XFIP minus. I like the XFIP minus. I think it's the best true, you know, iteration of the number. But his ERA minus, keep in mind, these are all built on 100 probabilities. He's at a 179. So he's 79% worse than like the Major League Baseball average. Gosh. And he's still in Major League Baseball. And the crazy part about what I'm watching on the screen now, after all those home runs, big time rains again, and a rain delay here in Cincinnati. So this one looks like it's going to go a while. We're probably going to have multiple guys out of the bullpen. And if we're lucky, if you bet an over at 19.5 live, you might be able to get a player that's going to be pitching this game instead of a regular pitcher. It is madness. That's the way it happens here. But an afternoon game that might not end before some of these games tonight start at 6:41. We'll see if it happens, but we'll certainly round everything out, go over that NBA card with one broad brush, and also get back to a little Major League Baseball. Let's have some fun here. It's Moneyline, back at it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's what I was hearing. All right, 20 on the gun here. Before we get you out of here, we got till 3 o'clock. Donnie and Kevin here. Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Talking a little bit of Major League Baseball. Some good games tonight here, particularly the Philadelphia Phillies. Aaron Nola on the mound versus Kyle Wright and the Atlanta Braves. That one piqued my interest a little bit there. I do think the Phillies have a slight nod for me in this game, but I do think, as we said earlier, I think the morning show, we had an 8.5 on the board, which looks like it's now down to an 8, but I still do think that makes some sense there. But eyeing up for me, Cardinals money line first half, just to see if that trend will hold up. Really good left-handed pitcher this year versus a team that absolutely is smashing left-handed pitchers. Maybe a Goldie home run out there. We'll see what happens. And also, as you know, I believe it was Red Tail that called in Los Angeles. Was it Red Tail or Carl? Who had the Angels? Was it Carl?
The Angels. I don't know.
Angels and Jays tonight. Yeah, somebody had the Angels.
Tonight. You know what? I'm sorry. No, he had the Jays, though. He had the Jays.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one
that
to pop up. Because the one thing we know, you know, Hyunjin Ryu hasn't been very good this season overall in the limited innings that he's pitched. So I want to see if he can pull that one out. But not a lot of compelling games outside of, hey, you know, Shohei Ohtani's on the mound. You might get a decent look there in that Philadelphia Phillies game and Milwaukee and St. Louis. So, I mean, most of us, right? Most of us are looking at this game tonight and saying, in the NBA, how can we get another game in the series, or will this end? But certainly, how are we trying to find out and make some money on this game tonight? Let's just look side perspective. You get a free bet here. Warriors minus 7, Mavericks plus 7. Free bet. Where do you go?
Just side or anywhere? Just side?
Just side. That's it. You got to pick the side. No buying it down. No money line. No parlays. No nothing. Just the side itself.
I'm taking the 7 points. I am. I'm taking the 7 points tonight with the Dallas Mavericks. Golden State has won games without covering this postseason. The last example of that during this postseason, I believe, was them. Game number 5 versus Memphis, 101-98, the first game without Ja Morant. I am going to look for, once again, the Warriors to play what could even be a closeout game, very, very close. I think there's an outside chance that the winner tonight is Dallas, so therefore I'd have to take the 7 points.
Now, are you panicking early in this game? Let's just say you do take the Dallas Mavericks, and we get one of those, and I'm not talking about a 16-1, where it looks like it's about to be a smoke show. I'm just talking about that early run, 14-7, 16-9, 20-12. Are we already starting to say this one's setting up for a blowout? Is this a game where you still need to check in because there's a chance that Dallas can come back or Golden State? I don't know. It's, again, anything can happen in the NBA, specifically with the Dallas Mavericks, where at times they can look like the single best team in the NBA, and at other times get absolutely smoked where guys can't make any shots. And does it come down to, Kevin, the secondary players as we talk about? Like Reggie Bullock, you know, hey, you have a good shooting night, we win. You go 0-10, we lose. Isn't it sometimes as simple as that?
Yeah, it is, right? I mean, Dallas shot it at, what, 40-something? I mean, like 20. You know, it's so funny. You have your moments where you're right, your moments where you're wrong. But I don't know if there was a game, and I know it ended up getting oddly close at the end, Donnie, where you and I agreed on something that was maybe a little bit off the beaten path, and it was just kind of so accurate. We said we thought Dallas could win pretty big. And what was the number we really wanted, if you remember? And we couldn't find it across any sports book. Dallas team total made 3-point shots. Remember that? We were like, yeah, they're probably going to shoot. As a team, they're going to make a bunch of threes. And they went 20 of 43. 20 threes is a ton in a postseason game. And that was the key for Dallas. So, yeah, man, you're right. Like, hey, I'll put it to you like this. If Golden State hits 20 threes tonight, Dallas doesn't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Good
Dallas
night.
Doesn't have an answer for that. 100% so. 100% so.
Yeah, so all right, so let's flip it over and play the same game here for us on the total, 215.5. And I got to tell you, you know, from the games that we look at like yesterday, we talked about the game between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and you were all heated up. All right, I think Heat do some damage, and I was telling you, like, I don't trust this. Like, I could see it sort of going both ways, and, you know, and no Tyler Hero, I think that might make a difference, and it did. They end up losing that game. But the game previous before that, Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, there wasn't even a hitch. It was like, give me Dallas. And I think, hold on, Donnie. Dallas is down 3-0 in the series. Shouldn't they be looking to set up tee times and head to Cancun? I was like, no. Like, I actually think there's a legitimate chance, A, they win, and B, they might blow out the Golden State Warriors, which technically they did. So I look at this game tonight, and I say to myself, on a total-wise, I actually think it goes over the 215.5. Like, you know, I said, oh, I don't know about the 7 or the -7 for me. The total makes sense here because I don't see an effort where both of these teams don't get to 100. Honestly, I think they're both in the hundreds tonight.
You know what? Let me see if I can find. There's got to be a way. Like, what could you get on a parlay for that? Could you get that and make some? See, I don't know if you could. All right, whatever. I'll bow at 101.5. I'm going to go 99.5. So, oh, you can't parlay. I think DraftKings maybe has it. No, but I say, I think that's like, I always love the opportunity to find creative ways to bet. And I think you're talking about something that's creative. Like, Don, like if I offered you just, yes, both teams score 100.
Like yeah, I like that.
You're interested by that. Let me see if I can find that. Let me
see. What does that boost that? What did it boost that one up there?
I think you'd be surprised, though, because that does exist somewhere. Maybe under a same game.
Yeah, by the way, while you're finding that quickly, I'm going to read something on Twitter here. Hater Muse, one of those good, you know, I don't say sites to follow, doesn't, but one of those good follows on Twitter. Get this stat. Kyle Lowry and Max Strus last two games. 81 combined minutes, 7 points, 5 assists, 1 for 28 from the field, 1 for 19 from 3. That's incredible. That's two starters in your lineup. 1 for 28 from the field.
That's unimaginable. Right?
I mean, haters. People hating on those guys out here, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
If you're Jimmy Butler, what are you saying? Like, what are you saying to those guys? Like, he's been known to tell Ben Simmons you stink.
Yes. Yeah. That's not hating. That's just like, hey, here is what's wrong. Right, with the Miami Heat. And you know what's incredible? How often were we talking about that Heat backcourt? We were like, man, this is the team we trust, huh?
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. But we did. Yeah. We did. And Kyle Lowry, man, and I won't. Everyone else is kind of ragging on these guys. Man, Kyle Lowry came out, and a healthy Kyle Lowry was out there for like 7 to 10 minutes of that first quarter versus Boston, and he was awesome. It is funny, but I'm serious. He was awesome, Donnie. And that was basically it was like his only healthy stretch in the postseason. Like, just so tough, man, to see kind of. And you know, I guess that's just going to be the way the NBA playoffs are going to work forever.
By the way, healthy? At SportsGrid, you love us, we love you. Follow us, we'll follow you. You know, I think that was the old adage as it went back. Ben Stevens comes up with a bye, bye, bye. Do you know what his bye, bye, bye is today in this game?
No, say it ain't.
Jordan Poole under 16.5 points. Unders.
You know why? I bet I can pull up one quick note here to see if what we've been talking about matches up. Jordan Poole scores less as series goes on. Let me see if that's true here.
Attrition.
Jordan Poole over the last game 4, game 5, Denver, 11 and then 8. How about versus Memphis, games 4, 5, and 6? 14, 3, 12. How about these last two here versus Dallas, 10, 14? As the series goes on, how about Jordan Poole is in the first game, like 30, game number 1, Denver, 31 game number 1 Memphis, like 19 in a blowout too. Like, only played 26 minutes versus Dallas. Like, Jordan Poole comes out early and it just really starts to wither away for whatever reason, whether it be workload, this, that, and the third as these series continue.
Now, if we take a look, the MVP of this series, like you said, okay, Steph Curry, I'm going to change this up. The MVP of the secondary options tonight. So you can't have Luka, you can't have Steph, you can't have Klay, and you can't have Jalen Brunson. Who scores the most points tonight from the secondary options?
Oh.
Reggie get hot from three. Dorian Finney-Smith, we've seen at the top of that leaderboard. You know, Draymond, who I guess scores 10 points. It's a miracle, so you probably wouldn't vote him. Is it Jordan Poole? Is it Dinwiddie off the bench? Who are those secondary options is going to be that MVP tonight? Like, hey, you know what? This guy didn't play that well, or we didn't expect him to do this. 5 of 9 from three, 18 points, really chipped in tonight. Is it a Jordan Poole night? Is it a Dinwiddie night? Who is it?
Now, here's the thing, though. So
Dwight
you
Powell,
say
come
that.
On.
You, hold on. Donnie, I swear that's where
oh,
I was going.
No, really? Wow.
But I'll tell you why, okay? Donnie and I are very in sync. We do a lot of stuff together, okay? So Donnie asked that question, so I pull up the player points marked. Let me just see what jumps out, right? So, folks, I'm just going to read you a bunch of numbers. 34.5, 19.5, 27.5. How about some lower numbers? 10.5, 8.5, right? 6.5, Maxi Kleba.
Yep.
Folks, Dwight Powell, points prop. 2.5 plus 110 to the over.
Like, I feel ready like we have to take that. I feel like you ready. Just have to bet that and watch it play out.
Ready for Dwight Powell? Games 1, 2, 3, 4. Ready for
that?
Game number 1, 14 minutes. 1 of 2 from the field.
Bang.
1 of 2 from the line.
That works.
3 points. How about game 2? Dwight Powell, 8 minutes. 0 for 1 from the field. No free throws. No points. Comes back. He's all at it again. Game number 3. 8 minutes. 1 of 1 from the field. 1 for 2 from the line. You guessed it. 3 points. Last game. 12 minutes. No shots, no free throws, no points. What is this?
Man. Like, you're hoping for, like, you could get this in the first quarter. A oop dunk where somebody just, like, tries to hold him down, but it can't. Goes
does
in.
He start?
Knocks the, he does start. He's a starter.
Like, why does he?
It's like he starts. Like they start
for sub out?
Like, I think they just sub him out, like, right after the jump ball. Like, win the jump ball, and then you come right off the court because we want the ball. Like, is that what it feels like for him?
No.
Like, he's a starter that plays 8 minutes a game?
Yeah. So he gets subbed out, right, with 6:45 left, okay? My guy Dwight Powell in the first quarter. Comes back in for the next 1:38, all right? So Dwight's out there going nuts. He doesn't come back out for the second quarter. He doesn't play a second of the second quarter. Not 1 second of the second quarter.
Man.
And does he start the third quarter? He does. He does start the third quarter.
He's just a tone setter, this guy? Is that what his job is?
Wait a minute.
I just set the tone?
But when does he come out? Hold on. I'm trying to.
Yeesh.
I can't get enough of this Dwight Powell situation here. Hold on a minute now. Dwight Powell comes in. When does he come out? 7 minutes and 8 seconds. And is that just game?
How about you get a putback dunk and get nothing else there from Dwight Powell? It could happen, but you know what is going to happen next? We're giving out picks right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here to end the show on Moneyline. Donnie and Kevin, it's time to give out some plays and cash in some tickets tonight for me. 3 of them. The one I'm most excited about, what, a plus 589 spot? Block, 3 threes. Klay Thompson, 3 threes. Steph Curry, 4 threes. Yeah, close to a 6-1 ticket. Time to have some fun tonight in that game between the Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. The Rockies tonight. I'm going to go with it anyway here. 3.5 as a team total at a minus 135 price. I got that one at BetGM and also that parlay that I took that close to 6-1. It's actually at 390, but there isn't a booster out there that sends that up to close to 6-1. That's on DraftKings. And the final one, FanDuel Sportsbook here. Cardinals, money line, first five innings, minus 120. JP, again, remind the good people out here where we're going in that Mavericks game.
We're going with the Andrew Wiggins under at 16.5 points for minus 105.
Under. All right, K-Dub, what are we in tonight? What are we on?
Yeah, look, I've talked about Dallas plus the 7, and I guess now I'm forced to bet the Luka Steph boost because that's plus 130, and I also want to bet the Steph Clay boost for 8 plus 3s as well at plus 130. I guess I'm backing Steph to make 3s tonight, and that's a way that I'm certainly all right with living. So I think that's mainly going to be where my focus is, and then the Major League Baseball stuff, you know me, typically kind of gets added throughout the day. I like to let some of the numbers settle and kind of, you know, push it down then as I see fit.
Yep, that's the way it is here, and that's the way we do it on a Thursday. By the way, week goes fast. Tomorrow, setting up a Friday Memorial Day weekend show, and the good part about that is Monday, you guys can have all the fun you want, because why? DRS and KW. A little relaxation on Monday. Planned getting ready for a big week next week, but it has been a good week so far. I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Some people rooting for the series to end. Others, not so much. So we'll see how they play out tonight.
Yeah, we shall. I look forward to it, though. It's gonna be fun to see how far things get pushed.
Three balls going down tonight. You know it. Thanks for tuning in once again to Moneyline, Donnie and Kevin. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday. See you later.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.